Hello and welcome back for day 10 of the Quantum Flow Challenge. I'm so excited to have you back. It's going to be a really fun day. We're going to get into some affirmations and little steps that you can take to start cutting away the BS that keeps coming up around your manifestations. So let's get started. It has been such a beautiful day, you guys. I had like a lovely flow yoga session this morning that was so relaxing, oh, and just so energizing and so great. And then I decided to do a little card pull before this episode, and it was a really, really great message. The card I pulled was Awakening. It's from my Oracle deck. And yeah, I just feel like that really speaks to like what we're going to be talking about today. So it's about like awakening. Recognizing who you are, recognizing your higher self, and like starting to awaken to who your soul really, really is. And so today's all going to be about like affirmations and how to start cutting away at beliefs and like taking step by step, starting to believe more and more like who your truest self is and what it is that you're worthy of and what you deserve. And so I'm really, really excited, especially for those of you that are like, okay, it's like day 10 and I don't feel like any different, or it's been like a couple of weeks now, like I'm still feeling the same. I just every time I try to tell myself that I'm a business owner, an entrepreneur, a millionaire, an athlete, like whatever it is, I'm just not believing it. So if that is you, that is totally okay. We're gonna go over a few things to really help you get around those mental roadblocks, because we have to train our mind. Like our mind likes to keep us safe and keep us away from danger. And a lot of times when we start to manifest and when we start to step into our highest selves, it can be really scary, and we can start taking risks or getting out of our comfort zone. And our mind is like, no, that's bullshit. Like, we're not doing that. So we have to get the mind on board and start believing in what we're actually doing. So I have some really great affirmations and sentences to use to start practicing. So if you're saying, oh, I am a seven-figure entrepreneur, I am a marathon runner, I am a New York Times bestselling author, like whatever it is you're telling yourself, here are some tactics that I want you to use. So get a pen and paper, and we're going to do this kind of backwards in a way. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with like the most powerful affirmations and then work our way backwards. And I want you to notice the feeling like in your chest, the emotional feeling that you feel when you think of these affirmations and when you say it, and how far does your BS meter go when you do these affirmations, right? Like you should notice it getting like more comfortable, more believable, and you should feel less anxiety, less fear, less doubt around as we work through this process. So I want you to get a little uncomfortable. I want you to stop at affirmations that make you a little uncomfortable, but that are still believable. Okay, so the first one is, of course I'm a millionaire. Of course I make seven figures. Of course I am an entrepreneur. Of course I run marathons regularly. Whatever it is, just say, of course. This is such a powerful affirmation when you really start to believe it, because whenever you're saying, of course, you're starting to say like, oh, wow, like of course it's going to come. Of course this is going to happen. Like it's such a certain statement, right? So I want you to take your pen and I want you to write down this affirmation. Of course I am this. Of course I have this. Of course I do this. Of course I am this, right? So then the next one, and again, sit in that for a little bit and notice how it feels. Are you feeling like anxiety? Is your BS meter like just as soon as you like write down, of course, your mind is just like, absolutely not. That is not who we are. Like if your BS meter is doing that, just pay attention to these feelings and where you're at. And I want you to notice them see if they get lighter or just gauge yourself as to where they're at. Okay, and then the next phrase is, I'm the type of person who, right? So instead of saying, of course, you're saying, I'm the type of person who gets up early and runs. I'm the type of person who makes seven figures in their business. I'm the type of person who writes award-winning novels. I'm the type of person who flies airplanes. I don't know, whatever your manifestation is. Say, I'm the type of person. This is really powerful too, because when we say I am, that's another one where our BS meter really goes off, is like, I'm a millionaire. And then your mind immediately goes, no, you're not, right? Like, I am a successful business owner. And your mind goes, no, you're not. Like, you work a 9-to-5 job and you're barely getting by. Like, what makes you think that? So this is where this one comes in and should be getting a little bit more comfortable than the, of course I am. So why this one is powerful is, like, because when you say, I'm the type of person that does this, your mind can instantly think of personality traits or people specifically who are seven-figure business owners, who get up every day and run, who, you know, get up and work on their business every morning, or, you know, whatever that goal of yours is. So what you're doing here is, like, you're associating that personality trait and that feeling to yourself. And now I want you to notice, how does that statement feel compared to I am this, or of course I am this? Notice if it's feeling a little heavier or a little lighter, or if you are feeling any kind of resistance there. Okay, and then the next one is another step down. It's I'm open to being a seven-figure earner. I am open to writing a novel. I am open to being a marathon runner. Right? And so how does that feel? Because you're not saying, like, I am this. You're saying, I'm open to this. And then the next one is a similar one. It's, I'm ready to be a seven-figure income earner. Actually, I feel like I should flip those. Sorry. Flip those. The next one should be, I'm ready to. Right? So I'm ready to be a seven-figure millionaire boss bitch, or whatever your goal is. Like, I'm ready to be a published author. I'm ready to be blah, 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 blah. You get it at this point. I feel like I'm just repeating affirmations to y'all. But so the next phrase is, I'm ready to, and then you're going to go back and do that I am open to one. Sorry for getting those out of order. And then the last one is, I am willing to believe that. So I'm willing to believe that I make seven figures a year. I'm willing to believe that anything is possible for me. I'm willing to believe that I am confident and can attract any person. I'm willing to believe that, right? Because you're not saying you are it. You're not saying that you're necessarily ready for it. You're saying I'm willing to believe that. Like I'm, it's not even that I believe it. It's that I'm open to believing it. So really sit with those different affirmations, and I want you to create your own affirmation using the one that feels best. If it feels too light, or if it feels too much if you get to I'm willing to believe that, and you're like, you already felt good at, you know, I'm ready to, then stop at I'm ready to, and don't even bump your energy levels down. Like, stay focused on the I'm ready to, or I'm the type of person. Like, let's say you could do the of course and you're like, that's just a little too strong, but then you go to I'm the type of person and that feels right for you. Then that is the kind of affirmations I want you to be using until you're ready to use the next one, right? Because you're warming yourself up to the idea you have to believe these things for them to be true, for them to become real and to show up in your reality. So if you don't believe them, they're not going to come true. So this is where you're really getting the BS and pulling the gunk and clearing your conscience and like making sure that you genuinely believe that this, that your manifestation is going to come, that you're going to step into your highest self, that you're going to quantum leap, that you're going to do all of these things. You have to genuinely believe it and feel it and see it. So these are like techniques that I use to help myself believe and gain confidence. And the other thing to think about too is like whenever you start saying these affirmations to yourself, another way to like make them more powerful or make them work faster is to either do them after you exercise and when you're feeling like really good, like start saying those affirmations. Don't just sit. I think sometimes we say affirmations like when we're feeling bad and we need to like give ourselves a boost. One of the best times to tell yourself these affirmations is when you feel good, because then the next time you go to say that affirmation, you start to associate it with the feeling of feeling really good, right? Like let's say you just did a run and you like ran further than you ever have, or you've like cut down on your time, or you just had a really amazing day. Like go stand in the mirror, stand in like a power stance and keep building that energy and like start solidifying it by saying, I am a seven-figure earner. I am a best-selling author. I get new followers every day on YouTube, whatever it is. You know, my website gets millions of hits every week or month. Like whatever that is for you, like do that when you're feeling really good, not just when you feel like you are low energy or low vibe and you need to pick yourself up. Like, yeah, I feel like I'm talking in circles a little bit. So sorry about that. Okay, so yeah, and use power poses when you're start stating these. So if you are feeling low vibe, like try to get yourself in a higher vibration, like shake it out, listen to some music, dance, smile at yourself in the mirror, high five yourself. We're going to talk more about that at the end, about making sure that you're celebrating your accomplishments, right? Like make sure that you're saying good job because you deserve it. Anyways, yeah, we'll get into that later. So then the next thing is to, I guess this is probably one of the first things, is you need to first off stop lying to yourself. Like you are worthy of these things. You are worthy of losing weight. You are worthy of finding love. You're worthy of building a business and being a business owner. You're worthy of the money that you are manifesting. You are, all of this is your birthright. Like you were brought to this earth to co-create with the universe and to learn your soul's lessons so that you can become more evolved. And this is, it's soul school. Like that's what this is. Like that is what Earth is. So it is like your birthright to grow in every facet of your life, even if that means money, business, relationships, whatever that is. You're here to experience it all. Like that is your purpose here. So stop lying to yourself and stop saying that like, oh, this is like one of the biggest lies I actually used to tell myself is like, oh, I'm just like, I'm not a runner. And I would use that as an excuse for like why I wouldn't run, or like I used to say this in school too, like, oh, I'm not a math person, right? And it's like, well, that actually proved to not be true. Like my senior year, I actually ended up getting an A in math. Like, but the narrative I had around that was like, oh, I'm not a math person. Like I could never do that. But when I really applied myself, I was never good in school. I always got like B's and C's. So when my senior year, I ended up getting all A's because I really applied myself and believed that I could do it. And I freaking did it. So that was a really exciting experience. But that just points to a lie that I was telling myself of like, oh, I just like can't do math. Like I'm just not a math person. I'm just not a runner. Like my sister's a runner, but I'm just not. And it's like, that's just not true. You're just saying that's an excuse. That's a lie you're telling yourself so that you don't have to push yourself. Right. So stop lying. Stop saying you're not worthy of love. Stop saying you're not smart enough to do something. Stop with the self-doubt and start telling yourself positive things. I think I've talked about this one before, but I can't remember who says it, but like it's, the idea is like tell yourself better lies. Like you're already lying to yourself when you say you're not a runner, right? You're already lying to yourself when you're saying you're not a math person. So why don't you just do the opposite and lie to yourself and say like, oh my God, I love math, or oh my gosh, I love running. It's so much fun. Right. And so, okay. So the next part is what's called the ladder of believability. Hold on just one second. Okay, I am so sorry. I thought somebody was here. I live upstairs, so somehow I like can't hear people coming up the stairs and people are always dropping by. So that's fun. Anyways, so the ladder of believability is this is where you start working backwards. So you keep your big goal in mind, like you're a million, like you're a millionaire, like you have a successful business, like you have a number one podcast, like you're a big YouTube star, TikToker, whatever your goal is, or you found the love of your life, whatever it is, work backwards, similar to how we used affirmations, and find like a middle ground to look to next, not as an end goal, just as like a stepping stone, and then acknowledge it as a stepping stone, right? Because you still want to have your eye on the big goal, knowing that that big goal is coming and knowing that this other step is going to come first, right? So whenever you can start to believe that, like it helps, this helps your mind just believe that this is possible. So, right, let's say like you start with your biggest goal and then you take like a step or two back. Like think about what is the next step? Like how much do you make a month? And then what is your biggest goal overall to make each month? Like let's say it's like 20K. Right. So, and then let's say you make 5K now. Okay. And you're wanting to, like, I don't know how much of an increase that would be, more than like what, 200% or something? Anyways. So, right. So, like, think about 200 or 20,000. Sorry. Like, what would be an achievable step next? Like, 10, between 10 and 15, like 12, like 12K would be. Like seems in the middle, but you still have this 20K here and you're focused on that, but you just have to take the next step up to hit 12K while keeping the 20K in mind. Does that make sense? Like, so that way you're not like, oh, I'm just like, you're lowering your standards and that's it to what feels comfortable. Like you still have this bigger vision in mind, but you just know that the next step for you is going to be 12K instead of, and then it's before you hit 20K. Right? And if you have to take another step down, like feel free to do that as well. Feel free to, you know, make it 10K and then 12 and then 15K and then 20K if you want to. Like whatever feels comfortable for you. But again, have that, still have that big goal in mind. Like don't write the big goal off. Don't act like, oh, well, I just can't get this goal. Like, so all of your affirmations should still be trying to manifest this big vision for yourself, but just breaking it down more in bite-sized chunks so that it's more digestible, it's more believable, similar to what we did with the affirmations. Because once you get your brain, like your mind on board, and once you get comfortable saying these things and living this life, it's all going to start to come to you even faster. Right. So, yeah, if you want, like, let's say you want 100,000 followers, right? And you're at 1K followers. Like, what would be the next step? Like, 50, like, the next goal would be 50K. And if 50K still has, like, a lot of resistance around it, then bump it down to 25. And if you're like, oh my gosh, well, yeah. And here's, like, this is, like, a bad joke, but, like, there's some movie where they're like, they tell somebody that they're getting it. They have cancer, and then they're like, no, not really. I'm just getting divorced. And it's like, but how good does the cancer, like, how good does divorce sound now compared to cancer or something like that? Like, that's kind of what you're doing here, too, right? You, whenever you start with like these really high expanding numbers, and then you're like, oh, 100K, like, oh yeah, 25K, that's no problem. Like, that's easy. Like, it's still 20X from where you would be from where you're at now. If you, like, let's say you have 1,000 followers. But at the same time, like that's how you can expand your mind and start to believe what's possible, because you've already, like, you've stretched your thought to a certain point and then you're pulling it back just a little bit. Like the best way, I learned this when I was in gymnastics and like cheer, like whenever you're stretching, like let's say you're touching your toes, like you should touch your toes to the point, or you should bend over and like stretch into the point of like where it starts to hurt a little bit and then pull back a little bit. Like that's one of the better ways to stretch, is to stretch as hard as you can and then pull back just a tad bit. Okay, and then finally today, Our last topic is going to be celebrate yourself. Give yourself a high five, like every morning and every evening. Anytime, like what we were talking about with the affirmations earlier, like whenever you are in a good mood or having a great day, like tell yourself these affirmations, solidify that in, and then high five yourself. Tell yourself that you're proud of yourself. Tell yourself you love yourself every single day. I started writing when I like write letters or I leave notes to myself, like, hey, remember you have a meeting at 10 a.m. I'll put like love you, XOXO, like Kelsey. I just tell myself how much I love myself every fucking day. And that has been so much, like, I don't know, it's just been so much more fun and playful. And I just like notice my energy around that. Like, even just thinking about it raises my vibration like so much, just thinking about that. And then tell yourself thank you and like be grateful for yourself. Like, if you go on a really hard run, be like, oh my gosh, I am so grateful that I just did that. Like, I'm amazing. I just freaking crushed that. I'm so proud of myself. I love myself so much. Thank you, self. Like, thank you, Kelsey, for doing that because that was incredible. So then the next, or no, that's actually it for today. Sorry, I was about to go into day 11 because I'm going to record that after this. But I love you all so much. I hope today is an amazing and expansive day for you. And I hope that this like laddering technique and these affirmations are really helpful. Yeah, I hope that it's just really powerful for you and it really helps you start to believe in yourself and believe in your manifestations and believe in your highest self. Also, feel free to please leave a review for this podcast. That helps me so much. Like, and it also helps this podcast get pushed out to other people as well and recommend it to other people. If you're wanting an accountability person or you find that this was really inspiring or really made a lot of sense to you, please feel free to share it. You can share it on Instagram and tag me, and I'll repost it. Or if you want to DM me and like give me your feedback, I would absolutely love that. Also, if anybody has any questions or if you're like, oh wow, I'm like really confused around this topic, like, can you enlighten me or like can you make a podcast over this? Like, please just let me know so that I can answer questions and help you along this journey because that is my ultimate goal with this podcast is to just be a resource and a light for you to really step into your highest self and feel safe to ask those questions as well. So I hope you have an absolutely amazing day and yeah, love you. Bye.